The words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 12, verse 18 and 19, page 208 in the New Testament. Allow me to read. In the morning, there was no small commotion among the soldiers as to what had become of Peter. After Herod had a thorough search made for him and did not find him, he cross-examined the guards and ordered that they be executed. A night before the persecution, Peter, who escaped prison like the fortress by dramatic save by God, went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where people gathered and were praying. Peter explained in detail to people who did not believe his return in safeness about how God saved him. And then Peter assured people to tell Jesus' brother James and the brothers who were missing at that moment about this. Later then, Peter left for another place. All this even took place in the middle of the night.
본문 18절에서 19절 상반절을 보시겠습니다.
In the morning, there was no small commotion among the soldiers as to what had become of Peter. After Herod had a thorough search made for him and did not find him, he cross-examined the guards and ordered that they be executed. This commotion took place all before the dawn. Peter, whose both hands were tied with the hands of two soldiers with a chain, completely disappeared in the prison, guarded by another two soldiers. They searched everywhere in the prison, but they couldn't find Peter. There was no trace of prison breaking at all. Guards were clueless about what had happened. However, it was not caused either by their fault or negligence, since it was God's mysterious work. It was not their responsibility. They were loyal to their job as usual.
자신들에게 주어진 책임과 의무에 충성을 다했을 뿐입니다. 그런데도
However, when he found out what had happened, furious Herod Agrippa killed them after interrogation. Just like we examined the last time, the number of executed guardians by Herod was at least four. In order for God to save Peter, life of one person, God took the lives of at least four guards. Why did God exchange his worthless life with poor, ignorant Galilee fishermen with lives of at least four guards? Why did God save him in exchange of lives of guards? It was futile for Peter to quest these questions. What was important for Peter was to realize the fact that God treasured Peter that much. Furthermore, what was important and miraculous fact to Peter was that God loves him that much so that God exchanged the life of his only son, Jesus Christ, to save worthless life of Peter. It was a miracle for him that he was converted to be a Christian. Therefore, Peter was able to live his life in God and according to the Lord's will in any circumstances, with bold heart and unshakable faith. Then, to Peter, whose life was gained in exchange of at least four guards and Jesus Christ, what kind of life did it imply, especially in providence of God? We can find the answer through Paul's testimony. Originally, Paul considered searching, taking, imprisoning, and persecuting Christians as his vocation. He was so devoted to his vocation that went to Damascus, 200 kilometers away from Jerusalem, to search for Christians. However, Paul inherits God's one-way salvation of grace on the roads of Damascus. Paul was the only person who was at that place. Certainly, there was Paul's party at that place. If Paul was the single one member, then his party was in plural numbers. However, plural number of people, party, was excluded, and single number of people, Paul, was the only one to be saved by God. Paul was neither good nor righteous person among this party. Paul, as the leader to persecute Christians, he was the most untoward person among them. And yet, God dismissed all the people at that place and on that day to save the most untoward person among them as a child of God. In an instant, this might seem to be an unfair event. On the other hand, after this event, Paul never, even once, criticized God's unfairness for saving him at that place and on that day. Rather, he praised God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 through 6 reads as follows. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will to the praise of his great glorious grace which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
우리에게 거저 주신 하나님의 영광스러운 은혜를 찬미하게 하셨습니다. 바울은 복수의 사람 중에서
To Paul, it was so mysterious. Only single number of person who was the only one to be saved among plural numbers of people.
그 구원은 하나님께서
He praised God for the predestined grace that God chose him before the creation of the world.
하나님을 찬양했습니다. 바울에게
Even to the extent, this was so marvelous for Paul. Moreover, after Paul's realization of God's salvation was the result of exchanging his untoward life with the life of only Son of God, Jesus Christ. It was undeniable for Paul to live his life with God's love in any circumstances or persecution. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through 36. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ our Lord. Nevertheless, Paul never lived his life for either stopping by only praising God's love for some or rising in the world and gaining fame. If he did, Paul would never be the greatest apostle Paul, as it is written in the Bible. He testifies through Romans chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome. Traditionally, Jews have been racists without exception. Being wrapped by elitism, they never treated any other people as equal to themselves. However, Paul was different. No matter who they were, Jews, Gentiles, civilized, uncivilized, learned, or ignorant, he had loved them equally and lived feeling indebted to them. Paul clearly understood that God exchanged his life with the life of Jesus Christ, giving a people around him, not because he wanted him to enjoy his love, but because he wanted him to be used as his instrument to save others. So he devoted his whole life to repay the love he owed to God. And to the people he would save. He had to die 1,000 deaths. Nothing could be in his way. He didn't doubt even a bit that repaying the love he owed to God and to the people he would save is God's will. Peter did the same thing. He never considered God's love exclusive to him, even if God took lives of four guards to save his life. And even if he sacrificed the life of Jesus Christ to save his mere life, Peter also had lived feeling indebted for the rest of his life. So verse 17 testifies that he left for another place. As we saw 2 weeks ago, another place is where you disappear from the spotlights of the world and the applauses from people. However, Peter didn't care about this. He clearly knew that repaying the love he owed to God, that he sacrificed Jesus Christ to save his life, and to people in another place he was saved, is God's will. The deeds of people who threw their lives to pay back the love they owe to God and to people he was saved are acts. So we can define church in a new way. Church is the meeting of people indebted to God who exchanged their lives with the life of Jesus Christ and to people he was saved. As long as Christians in this world live to repay the love they owe to God and the people he will save, this world cannot be unchanged. Because the love and life of God work through them for sure. But if Christians cannot feel being indebted, church will be degraded as a group of selfish people. The Christian who lost feelings of being indebted is nothing more than a self-righteous egoist. Mr. Park Tae-soo, a missionary who is repaying his debt of love throughout the world, was in despair when his family was wrecked because his father became bankrupt. He couldn't accept his life, which fell apart over a night. And decided to take his own life. He bought rat poison. But he was led to church by his friend and met the Lord. Through the hardship of his family, God gave him a new and eternal life. He threw the poison away that night. Since then, he has been repaying the debt of love he owed to God who exchanged his life with the life of Jesus Christ to people isolated in back regions. In his book about himself, The World Which Is Not Seen Is Wider, a Japanese woman, Riko's story, is introduced. It was when Mr. Park was working in Afghanistan. His old car suddenly stopped in the middle of the road as the axis of wheels broke. There was no one to help. The driver, a local person, did his best to fix it all day long, but the car didn't move at all. At the dusk, we met a jeep of an aid agency passing by. Workers of the agency let Mr. Park and his group ride the car with them and brought them to their place to stay for the night. One of the workers was Rico. Out of joy of meeting an Asian, they chatted until late at night over a tea. She was a political science student of a prestigious university in Tokyo, but she changed her perspective on her own life when she ran across an unprivileged person. She gave up political science and decided to be a doctor. She thought that medicine is better in helping people than political science. When she was about to finish working as an intern and a resident, against the wishes of people around her, she came to Afghanistan to help refugees from war, which was just finished. Since then, she had been helping people in the poorest mountainous area for 3 years. Next day, Mr. Park came home after getting his car fixed thanks to Rico. He stared to pray for her. The message he wanted to deliver to Rico, who was devotedly giving love that couldn't compare to what anybody else did in Afghanistan. It is about what the eternal life is and where the life comes from and goes. He wanted to let her know that digging the problem of her life is like digging the ground that doesn't have the bottom, and that helping poor people also will make her more thirsty unless she approaches the essence. He visited the agency a couple of times, but they missed each other. A couple of months later, he ran across Rico at a restaurant in Kabul, the capital city of Afghanistan. She stayed at the headquarters of her agency for a short time to go visit Japan. Mr. Park passed the gospel he prepared with prayer unto Rico. He sincerely told her his story, that he bought rat poison to kill himself in despair because of the collapse of his family, and how Jesus Christ, he met on that day through his friend, had changed his life. After listening to his story seriously, Rico finally opened her mouth. I've been helping people here without any fear of death. I didn't mind going to villages where were heavily mined and full of epidemics. Where I am working is not the place for humans. Even puppies would live like that in Japan. But I didn't care about it. Do you know why?
이 사람들이 너무 불쌍해서 이렇게 어려운 사람들을 보는 것만으로 마음이 아파서 견딜 수 없었지요. 내가 할 수 있는 최선을 다해서 도움을 받는 것이
was the right thing to do as a human.
그런데 나보다 더 큰 사랑을 가졌다고 말하는 당신 같은 사람들이 어디에 있습니까?
There are people who believe in God, who loves the whole world.
지금 어디에 있습니까? 그 하나님을
How come you don't even think about helping people living in the place like hell?
지옥 같은 곳에 살고 있는 사람들을 도울 생각은 하지 않는가?
Saying that you live eternally if you believe in God.
하나님이시라고요.
God who loves with perfect love. Why don't you show what kind of love it is here? Are you scared to die? Although Rico made efforts to be polite, she did not hide her stirred up emotions. She saw people who only talk and do not act as persons who cannot be understood with common sense. It was not that she resisted the gospel. She could believe in God because of her disappointment about people who claimed to believe in God. But before Rico left the restaurant, she left his final words with Missionary Park. But I think you're a bit different. However, those final words of Rico, on the contrary, embarrassed me more than consoling him. And thereafter, Rico's words continuously echoed in his ears.
여기 사람들은 지옥 같은
People here live as if they are in hell.
천국을 얻었다는
And yet, where are those people like you who claim to go to heaven?
나는 죽어서
I am trying to help them, even if I were to go to hell
이들을
after I
die,
despite dangers. But why do people who claim to have eternal life do not come to places like this? Are they afraid of dying at a place like this? If you die at a place like this, then you can go to heaven? Although people like me risk lives at a rough place like this because of a small pity, and yet where are those who claim that they have love for the world? And what are they doing? Where? As for those people who claim to take responsibility for the world with perfect love, exactly where are they and what are they responsible for? Well, how about it? Is this question of Rico perhaps a question of my family members who do not believe? I mean my family who ask why it is it that I cannot show to them what kind of love is the perfect love of God? Is this question of Rico perhaps questions of my colleague at work or school who does not believe? I mean my colleague who questions why I am always selfish, although I claim to have received God's love. Is this the question of Rico, a question of people of this world to me? I mean people of this world. Who ask exactly at where and of what Christians take responsibility. Those Christians who say they will take responsibility of the world with the love of God. Beloved brothers and sisters,
the
God who abandoned all others but save a single person,
Paul,
the most wretched of all, the God who exchanged the trifling life of Peter with lives of at least four guards. Do you know that God is the God of each one of us? Do you know how expensive of a price He has paid meanwhile in order to have us seat at this place of life? Do you believe that God has exchanged the life of His only Son with our lives, us who are mere dirty sinners? Do you believe that in order to exchange the life of His only Son and our lives, He even turned away from the cry of His Son, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" If so, then shouldn't we all repay the debt of love that we owe God? Let us repay that debt of love in our families and at our workplace, in this world, starting with the people who are near to us. Because this earth is round, if we keep going in the same direction, we will return to the same place after having circled the world once. In short, the place where I stand with two feet is always the end of the earth. And irrespective of place, the person who is near me is the person at the end of the world that I must love. Let us repay the debt of love that we owe God to the very person. Let us not forget that the reason God showed me love, in which He exchanged my trifling life with His only Son, Jesus Christ, was to save the very person by using me as an instrument. In this way, when we live as the debtor of love who repays the debt we owe to God, to people, no matter where we happen to be, we will become happy Christians who enjoy true love and life together with the Lord. And as a result, our lives will be sublimated to the Book of Acts, which renews the ends of this earth. Dear Lord, today the church has degenerated into an object of criticism by people of this world. To people who do not believe, Christians are considered as those who talk of love with their mouths but are selfish, who only care for themselves. Thank you for making me realize this hour that all is the result of I, who have been graced with deliverance of God, have lost the heart of a debtor who owes debt of love to God. I repent my foolishness in not having even realized that I was a debtor, even though I have incurred debt of love to God. From now on, we wish to live as genuine Christians who repay the debt of love that we owe to God, who exchanged our trifling life with the life of Jesus Christ, to person whom God wishes to save. For that person, help us to offer ourselves as the instrument of the Lord's love and life with a willing heart.
교회는 주님 안에서
allow the work of life for numerous people of the world. The end of this earth are also reborn as chapters of love because of the 100th anniversary church who enact in their lives a church as a gathering of debtors who in Lord repay the debt of love they owe to God to others. Allow us to live always remembering that there is no other life that has value which is happier and is eternal than that. In Jesus' name, Amen.